Johnson Grant program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the King's Men, Billy Mills Orchestra. Fibber and Molly join us in a moment. Have you heard the big news? There are three big reasons why homemakers everywhere are enthusiastic about Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. First, it's positively water repellent. Second, it now lasts up to four times longer. Third, it's the most economical self-polishing floor wax you can buy for your floors and linoleum. Now you can see how all three statements go together. Because it's water repellent, glow coat doesn't lose its shine. The wax on your floor doesn't dissolve and disappear when you spill or drip water on it. Because of that, it lasts up to four times longer. You can even damp mop a glow coat protected surface repeatedly without wiping off the wax protection. And because it lasts up to four times longer, you get more for your money in every drop of glow coat you use. It's water repellent. It lasts up to four times longer. It's the most economical self-polishing floor wax you can buy. Be good to yourself and your floors. Get Johnson's water repellent glow coat tomorrow at your dealers. According to newspaper standards, when a dog bites a man, it's not news. But when a mutt merrily munches on a mailman in the front yard of 79 West Vista, it can cause a mess of trouble, even if it doesn't interest the press. For the complete details of this fascinating occurrence, listen to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Did you explain to the mailman that we don't own a dog, that it was not our dog that bit him?
Explain? Did you ever try to explain something to a guy that's hopping around, hollering his head off, picking letters and postcards out of the bushes, and trying to hold the feet of his britches together at the same time?
Well, now let me think. No, I don't believe I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow things like that never seem to happen to me.
Well, they do to me, kiddo, all the time.
I know.
My gosh, my ancestors must have been frightened by the hole in a phonograph record. I seem to have inherited the gift for always being in the middle.
Well, I hope you apologize to the mailman.
Why should I apologize to him? I didn't bite him. I'll admit that I've thought of it a few times. Like when he won't take my personal check for overdue postage just because I haven't...
Well, enough. McGee, whose dog was it?
It was Toots' dog. That flop-eared, beady-eyed, car-chasing, traveling flea circus that Mert refers to as a bird dog.
Mark, you mean? You
yeah.
mean Mark, don't you?
Bird dog, ha! Huh? That cat-happy mutt couldn't smell an ostrich carrying a leaky bucket full of Chanel No. 5. And dumb. You know what he does? He spends all spring down by Pittman's Creek barking at the pussy willows.
Oh, now, McGee, that's a very friendly little dog. He and I are good friends.
Anybody that gives him a pork chop every time he stops scratching long enough to hoist himself up on the back porch and slaps the floor with his big fat tail in him are very good friends.
But I still don't see how this all affects you.
Well, I'll tell you how, kiddo. The mailman says he's going to sue me for $50,000 because a dog nibbled his knickers in my front yard.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Sure it's ridiculous. Strictly nonsense. Kid stuff. But it won't look so ridiculous when a jury of 12 selected melonheads fine me 10,000 fish and give me 6 months in the pokey for exposing a civil servant to grievous maltreatment. Civil servant, did I say? You should have heard that guy. Why, the language he used would have made...
Come in.
McGee's residence.
Why?
I'm from the, we got notice that, may I sit down? I don't feel well.
Oh, why, of course, you poor man. Sit right here.
Gee, thanks. Oh.
You sure look awful, Bud. Bad cold?
Yeah, bad cold, stomach ulcers, rheumatism, and a couple of infected wisdom teeth.
Well, you're in pretty bad shape, sir, but what can we do for you?
Well, I'm from the Department of Health.
You?
Yeah. Got a warrant here to pick up your dog. He bit somebody, seems like.
Well, we don't have a dog, sir.
No, so just totter along back to the city hall, Buster. While you can still make it.
Okay. But I'll have to report you for refusing to honor a warrant. If you change your mind, bring your dog down to the city pound. Otherwise, you're in trouble because
of... We are not in trouble. I tell you, we ain't got a dog. I don't see why
please,
you...
Please, brother, please, don't yell like that. I got bad eardrums, too. But if that's the way you feel about it, so long.
So he represents the health department.
Who?
I wonder if it's true that the water commissioner drinks nothing but gin.
You hear what he says, Molly? They got a warrant out for me. That's the first step. What I better do is I better get a lawyer myself. I'm going to...
Well, get your hat, dear. It's probably the bailiff. Come in. Relax, McGee. It's just Dr. Gamble. Hello, doctor.
Hello, my dear. And what are you scowling about, acid puss?
I got plenty to scowl about, skin grafter. You haven't ever been sued for $50,000 by a guy that it wasn't your fault if he got hit by a dog that didn't belong to you, so how can I be legally liable anyway, have you?
Jellyhead, what you're really guilty of is murder.
Huh?
The English language lies dead at your feet. Let me find out from your wife what this is all about. She went to school. What goes on, Molly?
Well, in words of one syllable, Doctor, the mailman got bit in our front yard by a toothless dog, and he's filed suit against McGee.
Yes. And furthermore, the health department has got a warrant out to impound my dog, and they said if I don't keep a... Hey, you're the city health commissioner.
Well, don't make it sound like I've been appointed by Jack the Ripper. What do you want me to do, quarantine the police department?
I think he'd like you to tell your health department to go boil a buffalo.
You said it.
Thank you. I thought it was rather concisely put myself.
Well, I don't know why you're in such a fever, Blister. As health commissioner of this city, I am not entirely powerless, you know.
Ah, good old Doc.
I will personally see to it that you have the most sanitary cell in the whole jail. After all, what a friend for. So long, Molly.
What are friends for, he said. I wonder if anybody ever thought of using them for shark bait. Hand me the phone, kiddo. I got to get me a lawyer.
Billy Mills and the orchestra and waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Molly, I called three different sets of lawyers, and none of them will handle my case.
None of them?
Nope. They says that legally I'm deader than a red shirt on television. I'm getting a little worried on account of it. Okay, I'll go quietly. Get me my long-sleeve sweater, kiddo. I don't want the handcuffs to show.
It's just the cleaners, dearie. Brazen it out. Come in.
Okay.
Hello there, daughter. Hi, Johnny. What's this? I hear about you committing assault and battery on a government man. You're liable to wind up in 10 words.
11 words.
10 words. I'm giving a year off for good behavior. Well, Johnny, how about it?
Well,
is it true that you, said owner of aforesaid property, did willfully and with malice aforethought, ipso facto, and with due cause? Answer yes or no.
No.
Good. You may step down. Now then, Ted, what's this all about? Is it true that your nearsighted dog mistook the mailman for a rump roast?
It wasn't our dog, Mr. Oldtimer. We don't have a dog. I don't think McGee is legally responsible simply because the mailman was in front of our house when he got bit.
Certainly not.
Now, wait a minute, kids. Take the case of Abernathy versus McKechnie, Pennsylvania, 1921. Court held plaintiff guilty of criminal malfeasance simply because defendant ex post facto denied a writ of compliance, thus affecting the adverse outcome. Appeal was demanded and granted. Case is now up for a hearing in the Appellate Division. As soon as I hear how it comes out, I'll leave you know. Meantime, how about $10 as a retainer?
A retainer?
Retainer for what?
Well, now, look, kids, if you want me to advise you legally...
We don't.
Well, in that case, make it $5. I'm no ambulance chaser.
But what do you know about law?
Studied it by mail, daughter. Which reminds me, I got to get down to the post office and try a case. Postmaster says the address label come off of it, and all the clerks are helping themselves. See you later, kid.
I don't think people are taking this thing serious, Molly. My gosh, I'm being sued for $50,000, and that ain't pipe cleaner.
Now, look, McGee, can't we persuade Mr. Toops to admit that it was his dog? Won't he do that?
I tried that a while ago. I balled it all up, and Mort won't raise a hand to help out now. Just because I mispronounced a couple of words.
What words?
I just says, look, Mutt, that Mort of yours bit our mail.
Oh.
He flew off the handle, one word led to another.
Hello, Molly. Hiya, pal. Hey, look, when you come to trial, need a character witness, call on me.
Thanks, Junior.
Had any experience in court, Mr. Wilcox?
Plenty. I was called as an expert witness once in domestic relations court.
Tell us about it, won't you?
Hey, oh, Molly, why'd you ask him that? You know what he's trying to do.
Well, it seems this man wouldn't buy his wife quality housekeeping supplies.
Yeah?
She'd heard about Johnson's sensational water-repellent glow coat, and he was too tight-fisted to give it to her. Or maybe he didn't realize how important to a housewife is.
Yeah,
things
but
like
getting
that.
Back to the dog biting the mailman, what
it
I think...
It seems the woman had to live there day after day using an inferior product for floor protection when what she wanted all the time was Johnson's water-repellent glow coat.
Yeah, but...
The quality self-polishing floor wax that stays on and stays bright even after repeated damp mopping. Because glow coat is positively water-repellent. So I told...
Yeah, that dog wasn't even mine, Junior, but when he took a hunk out of the mailman...
I explained on the witness stand how Johnson's water-repellent glow coat protects wood floors and linoleum, and how it was so smooth-spreading, so quick-drying, and didn't show any unsightly streaks when still things were wiped up.
And to think of the mailman wanting $50,000 just because a hungry little puppy took
it. I told the court that Johnson's water-repellent glow coat is the finest product of its kind in existence.
Yeah, but...
There never will be a finer floor wax, not a thousand years. Unless the Johnson people make it. That's what I said.
My gosh, that's a pretty strong statement, Junior. Why did you have to say that?
What else could I say, fella? I had to tell the truth. I was under oath. So long, kid.
Fine character witness he'd make. He'd probably tell the judge they couldn't lay a hand on me because I was protected from scuffs and scratches with Johnson, so... Where are you going, kiddo?
Oh, I gotta go sort the laundry, McGee. I must have things in good order around here if you go to the... if the worst comes... That is, if your trial... Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Snooky. Oh, this is ridiculous. I ain't legally responsible for who somebody's dog bites in my front yard when it wasn't... Okay, come in. I might as well take my...
Hi, mister.
Oh, hi, Teenie. You heard the bad news, Teenie?
Here I am. my best. Should you once I ever sorry.
No, thanks, sis. It's nice to hear a sympathetic voice.
Why?
Huh?
Did you do it?
Certainly not. It wasn't my dog in the first place.
What dog?
The dog that bit the mailman.
What mailman?
Doggone it, sis, the mailman that got bit by the dog that he's suing me about it for $50,000 in my front yard for.
Gee, you're getting sued by a dog?
No. I'm being sued by the mailman.
Oh, boy, that's too bad, mister. I hadn't heard about that.
What? You hadn't?
No.
Then why did you tell me you'd heard the bad news?
My mama told me this morning.
It didn't happen this morning. It happened right after lunch.
It did not, I betcha.
What?
My mama saw the fire engines go past with her own eyes. So there.
Fire engines? What fire engines?
The fire engines that went to my school because it was on fire.
Oh, well, I'm afraid we're talking about two different things. I asked you, did you hear the bad news, and you said yes. I didn't realize your bad news was the schoolhouse catching fire.
It wasn't, I betcha. They got there on time and put the fire out. That was my bad news. You tell me about your bad news some other time, mister. No. Goodbye now.
The King's Man and the Whistler and His Dog.
Whistle all the day, you will find the sun is shining while you whistle your blues away. Like a symphony of the birds and the bees and the sigh of the trees in the morning. Whistle all day long, the clouds on high will say goodbye and lazily roll along. Whistle loud and clear, all the world will be bright if you start the day right in the morning. See those sunbeams dancing on so happy and gay. Hear them saying, isn't this a wonderful day? Whistle your blues and whistle your cares and whistle your troubles away. Be in style if you pucker up your lips and keep a whistling all the while. Like a whippoorwill, at the break of the day you will say, what a wonderful morning. See those sunbeams dancing round so happy and gay. Hear them saying, isn't this a wonderful day? Whistle your blues and whistle your cares and whistle your troubles away. In style, if you pucker up your lips and keep a whistling all the while. Like a symphony, you'll be bright if you start the day right. Like the birds and the bees and the sigh of the breeze, and the break of the day, you will say it's a wonderful morning.
You're talking on the phone, dearie. Have you got this silly case all straightened out yet?
Straightened out? My gosh, Tootsie, it gets worse every minute.
Well, I'm sure it'll come out all right.
Oh, yeah.
After all. Oh, more complications, I presume.
You presume. You got a sure thing there, kiddo. Come in.
Well, for goodness sake, this is the janitor from the Elks. Come on in, Ollie.
Hey, thank you, Mrs. Hello, McGee.
Hi, Ollie. I'm glad to see you. At least you ain't going to hound me about that dog that bit the mailman.
Well, no, but I used to want to warn you, McGee. The mailman is close cousin to my missus' sister, and he wants I should be a testimonial against her.
What would your cousin want you to say in court, Ollie?
Well, he wants I should tell the judge McGee is a misresponsible person. He wants I should say McGee has got prejudice against mailmen.
That's ridiculous. I got nothing but sympathy for mailmen. And you know why? Because I've been left holding the bag all my life, so I know exactly...
Now, took it easy, McGee. You just took it easy. Let me tell you what I told my missus, first cousin.
Yes, tell us, Ollie.
I say, look, first cousin to my missus, I says. McGee is a friend of mine. If I'm testimonial for anybody, I'm testimonial on his side.
Well, thanks, Ollie man.
Go on, Ollie.
Then I told him you ain't got no dog. I say, McGee don't got a dog. Any dog McGee got is starved to death because McGee is too standard to feed him.
Ole, I think that's terrible.
You said that? About me, Ole? Me, your friend?
Sure. That was just nonsense, McGee. I was just trying to prove you got no dog, so how could a dog you don't got fight somebody, see?
Oh. I see. Very shrewd of you, Ole.
Yeah, thanks, Ole, I guess.
But I thank you, Roosty Case, anyway, McGee. My Mrs. First Cousin say if you're so mean to dogs, no wonder he bites everybody in your front yard. So I guess when I stood up for you, I'm just donating my time. So
see what I mean, Tootsie? See how involved this thing is getting? My gosh, I'll be lucky to get off with 10 years in the sneezer. And a fine of $10,000. And damages. And court costs. And gee whiz.
Oh, now, now, now. Let's not borrow trouble, McGee. Mm. The whole thing comes back to the fact that it was not your dog that caused all the trouble.
You said it. It was not only not my dog, but I wouldn't own that mangy old bone cruncher.
What?
Well, here I go. Off to Alcatraz. Bake me a cake with a habeas corpus in it, kiddo.
I'll do better than that, dearie. I'll bake you some angel food and you can fly over the wall. Come in.
Latrivia! Just the guy I need. Hey, Molly, why didn't I think of him before?
I don't know, I'm sure. Come in, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, thank you. What's all the excitement, McGee?
Latrivia, as mayor of Wistful Vista, you're in a position to correct a foul injustice.
Oh, it's lucky we know you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Will somebody please inform me just what
Look,
this is
all... Here's the story in a nutshell. A dog bites the mailman. The mailman is suing me for $50,000. The health department is on my tail because I won't hand over my dog, which I don't own one. A dog. The cops are laying for me because I wouldn't honor the warrant for my dog from the health department, which I ain't got no dog. So here's where you come in, Latrivia.
If I'd known this, I wouldn't have.
Well, Mr. Mayor, all you have to do is call off the police and the health department. This whole thing is nonsense.
You know I haven't got a dog.
Yes, I know that. But if the man was bitten on your property while rendering you a service, it seems to be willful negligence on your part and, as such, subject to due process of law. Of course, if I'd been an eyewitness to the affair, it might have been a horse of another color.
Well, that's silly. It wouldn't have been a horse at all. It would still have been a dog.
And the color of the dog is immaternal and rear elephant, Latrivia. This dog just happened to be a kind of a dun-colored goat that climbed
I was not speaking. I was not speaking of an actual animal, McGee. I was merely
well,
using...
Well, we're glad you realize that this animal is unspeakable, Mr. Mayor.
I'll say. And if that mailman says he got bit by a horse that belonged to me, I'll
say... I didn't say your mail horse bit a dog man. I mean, when I said if I'd been a dog witness, and I dogged it, you'd deny...
Please, Mr. Mayor, let's control ourselves. Let's not scream at one another.
I'm only quoting your own words, Latrivia. And let me emphasize once more that the case involves a dog, not a horse.
I know. I was only trying to save...
And when you say a horse of a different color... Mr. Mayor, when you say that, you're straying from the subject.
And a horse couldn't have hit the mailman in the same place, too, either. He had to bend down too far. All this dog had to do was reach...
I don't care what the dog had to horse. I mean, you're just trying to get me all horsed up. Maybe a dog of my... Listen! The quotation, a horse of a different dog. I mean, a dog of a different horseman. A harness of a dogman. Columbus, I didn't do it at first. It was you. I never. I was on. It was. McGee.
Yes, boy.
Let me assure you that I shall do everything in my power to affect the outcome of this case.
Thank you, Your Honor.
You're a pal, Latrivia. You'll appear in court, then?
I'll be there, believe me. Believe me. I
And Molly, try not to stand directly behind him. Because as far as I'm concerned, they can throw the book at him.
Good day!
There goes your last hope, McGee.
Yep. You never should have got him into one of them things when we needed a favor out of him. Well, that leaves me just one alternative, Tootsie. Give me $20 out of the cookie jar.
$20? What for?
Well, I got a lawsuit pending for $50,000. I got trouble with the health department. I got the cops sore at me. I got more troops on my neck. And the mayor is going to swing the court against me. And how did it all start? Simply because I didn't have a dog.
So, you mean?
You betcha. Get your hat, Tootsie. I'm going to go out and buy a dog.
Bibber and Molly return in a moment. When you shop for Johnson's Water Repellent Glow Coat, don't expect a new and different Glow Coat package. There's no change in the container, remember. All the difference is inside, and what a difference. For at last, there's a self-polishing floor wax that is positively water-repellent. It doesn't dissolve when water is spilled, dripped, or tracked onto it. And you don't wipe up the wax when you wipe up the water. Glow Coat stays on, stays bright, even after repeated damp mopping. In fact, it now lasts up to 4 times longer. That makes it the most economical self-polishing floor wax you can buy. Tomorrow, get Johnson's Glow Coat. It's the self-polishing floor wax that lasts up to 4 times longer because it's positively water repellent.
Well, it's all okay now, Molly. The lawsuit is called off.
Oh, good. How'd you arrange that, McGee?
I bought the dog for Mort Toops. That squared me with Mort, you see.
But I thought you didn't like the dog.
Well, I turned the dog over to the authorities. That squared me with the health department and the mailman.
But, McGee, how could you be so callous? I like that little dog.
Yeah, I know. So I busted the door on the dog catcher's truck, and the dog ran back to Mort Toops's. That square me with you?
Yes.
Good. Good night.
Good night, all.
The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, Racine, Wisconsin, and Brantford, Canada, bring you Fibber, McGee, and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you?
When you choose a cream furniture polish for your furniture, remember this. Of all leading cream furniture polishes on the market today, only one offers you protection from fade-out shine. That's Johnson's Cream Wax. Yes, recent tests show that Johnson's Cream Wax is the only leading cream furniture polish whose shine comes from wax instead of oils. A wax shine gives you a hard, dry, dust-free finish that lasts for weeks and weeks instead of just a day. An oil shine catches dust, turns foggy and cloudy overnight. So when you buy furniture polish, be sure to get the polish that protects you from fade-out shine. Get Johnson's Cream Wax at your dealers. The preceding was transcribed. Stay tuned for A Story of Big Town on NBC.